Chapter 3.
It was a purely practical suggestion from my point of view,
Ella told him curtly. You need to change your point of view, Nikolai retorted with sardonic bite. Her face was burning with embarrassment, and her hands had closed into tight little fists of restraint. If he couldn't be more frank about exactly what he needed from her, then he could take the rough with the smooth, and it would be his own fault.
I can't. You would have to marry me to persuade my father that it was acceptable for you to write off his debts. He's no freeloader.
There is no way that I will marry you to get what I want. Nikolai cut in with a raw edge of impatience to his dark, deep drawl.
Then that concludes our discussion,
Ella stated without heat, simply desperate to escape the opulent hotel suite and forget she had ever met him. As her father had said when he had put the family home on the line and lost it, well, at least he knew he had tried. Well, she now knew what it was like to try hard and still fail too.
Diavol, Ella,
Nikolai bit out as she reached the door.
There has to be another way.
Ella spun around.
No, there honestly isn't. My father couldn't live with the idea that his daughter would move in with some man to clear his debts.
His melted caramel eyes suddenly flashed as brilliant a gold as sunlight.
You have the rare ability to make everything sound sleazy.
No, you just don't like plain speaking, unless it's you doing it. And you talk in riddles. You asked me to be your mistress, yet you say no to the chance to sleep with me.
Obviously I want more from you than sex. I can get sex anywhere, anytime,
he assured her dismissively. Frustration roared through Ella.
I'm not a secret heiress, am I?
What the hell are you talking about?
I thought I might be the sixth cousin of some distant relation who's worth a fortune, and that you had found out, and that maybe...
Your imagination is more inventive than mine. But in that situation, a man would want marriage to secure his share of the inheritance. However, in this instance...
Nikolai compressed his wide, sensual mouth. Marriage, even a fake marriage, was out of the question.